Welcome everyone to the Royal London Interim Financial Results 2023 webinar hosted by Group Chief Financial Officer Daniel Cazot. My name is Christoph and I'm the producer for today. During the presentation, all participants will remain on listen-only mode. If you require assistance at any time, please put a message in the chat box. I would like to advise all parties that this conference is being recorded. And with that, I'll hand it over to Daniel. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Christoph. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. For those people on the call I haven't spoken to before, my name is Daniel Cazot, and I'm the Group Chief Financial Officer for Royal London. I'm joined today by Ant Lee, our Group Chief Actuary, and Rob Ferguson, our Group Treasurer. This morning, we published our 2023 interim results, and during this call, I'll be referring to the presentation on screen. For those of you who pre-registered for the event, we emailed you a copy earlier. You can also find a copy of the presentation and our results announcement on the investor relations page on our website. So moving to the first slide and the agenda for this morning's call. I will take you through the highlights of what Royal London delivered during the first half of 2023 before giving an overview of our financial performance, including new business, assets and flows, and outlining the strength of our balance sheet and capital position. After that, I'll open up to questions. Before we get into the detail, I'd like to start by highlighting some of the key points from today's announcement. So moving to slide three. During the first 6 months of the year, the ongoing geopolitical tensions continue to drive economic uncertainty with persistent cost of living challenges and recessionary fears. Our focus has been on helping our customers build their financial resilience, providing them with the support and guidance they need to navigate the many challenges they are facing. As a result, customers, employers, and advisors continue to place their trust in us. In the first half of the year, we delivered £4.9 billion in new business sales on a PVNBP basis. The higher interest rate environment has increased the discount rate being used to value future cash flows, which impacts year-on-year comparability. But overall, new business profitability increased. I'll come back to new business levels and profitability shortly. The improved contribution from new business helped to deliver a 16% increase in group operating profit before tax, primarily driven by growth in workplace pensions. Our capital position remains stable, with the InvestorView capital cover ratio at 212%, as we continue to actively manage our balance sheet and capital base. The breadth and depth of our asset manager offering and strength of our relative investment performance helped to deliver net inflows of £3.2 billion. Up 25% on the same period in 2022. Alongside this, our flagship govern range also continued to attract inflows, with assets of £56 billion at the end of June, compared to £53 billion at the end of last year. And overall, total assets under management increased to £153 billion, reflecting the positive flows and increase in underlying asset values. Turning now to slide four and highlights from each of our business units. Starting in the UK, workplace pensions delivered good growth with a 7% increase in new business sales after adjusting for the increase in the discount rate. We welcomed over 470 new workplace pension scheme employers and over 120,000 new workplace members, reflecting the buoyant employment market. As I just referenced, our govern range, which is the default fund for many of our workplace pension schemes, continues to perform well, attracting net inflows of £1.7 billion up 11% on the same period in 2022. And the introduction of our new online pension transfer hub, which simplifies the pension consolidation process for customers, helped to increase the number of execution-only transfers by 169% over the same period. Our commitment to delivering good customer outcomes ensured we were able to adapt to meet the new consumer duty obligations, which were introduced at the end of July. And we continue to take steps to help financial advisors understand what's required to evolve their business practices through a range of support, which includes a dedicated online consumer duty hub and program of webinars. And in April, we further strengthened our position in the UK protection market through the agreement with Aegon to acquire its closed UK individual protection book of over 400,000 policies. The advised nature of the book makes it an excellent strategic fit, and the transaction is expected to complete in 2024. Subject to a court-approved Part 7 transfer. Moving on to asset management, net flows remain strong with total assets under management increasing to £153 billion. That's despite considerable economic uncertainty in the investment markets. The attraction of our global equity strategies helped to deliver external net inflows of £2.8 billion, up 89% over the same period last year. And our three-year performance track record remains strong, as 95% of actively managed funds outperformed their three-year benchmarks as at the end of June. We are also seeing the benefits of our drive for international growth, with RLAM winning its first Japanese client mandates this year. Alongside this, we continue to invest in enhancing RLAM's core operational infrastructure to support future growth. Our Irish business delivered new business sales of £110 million, a 25% increase, reflecting the introduction of our new pension propositions launched towards the end of last year. In April, the business announced its first value share award, Royal London's Ireland's equivalent to profit share, which uplifted the policy values of eligible pension customers. And we remain focused on maintaining our market-leading position in the Irish protection market, while also investing in the ongoing development of our new pension proposition to ensure we build on the strength of our launch. Turning now to slide 5, which sets out the key financial highlights from our business. I'll quickly cover some of the headline numbers as I'll walk through the new business sales, assets, flows, and our balance sheet and capital position in more detail shortly. As I referenced, group operating profit before tax for the 6 months of the year was up 16% to £127 million. This increase primarily reflects strong trading in workplace pensions and the positive impact of higher risk-free rates on both new and existing business. New business contribution increased 11% to £99 million. Asset management revenues were lower as average assets under management remained below the levels in the first half of 2022. However, we have maintained asset management profitability at the same level as the second half of last year. As usual, you will find a full breakdown of the components of operating profit in the appendix. Our capital position remained stable throughout the first half of 2023, with a regulatory view capital cover ratio at the end of June of 200% against 206% at the end of 2022, and an investor view ratio of 212% against 213% at the year end. The acquisition of the Aegon UK closed individual protection book reduced the investor view capital cover ratio by 4 percentage points. We expect this transaction will allow us to deliver synergies in our protection business in the future. Turning now to slide 6 and new business sales. Before I talk through the numbers in detail, and as I referenced at the start of the presentation, I want to draw your attention to the impact of the higher interest rate environment on how we value the business we write, including the rate used to discount future cash flows. While the increase in the risk-free rate over 2022 has resulted in a higher level of long-term return on the assets we hold, it also leads to a higher discount rate being used in the valuation of the new business we have written, noting that we set our valuation basis using rates at the start of the reporting period. This higher discount rate significantly impacts the comparability of new business metrics between this year's results and last, and has led to a reduction in our new business sales on a PVNBP basis. So whilst life and pensions new business sales were down at £4.9 billion, new business contribution increased 11% to £99 million. As a result, new business margin also increased from 1.6% to 2%. Whilst higher risk-free rates have supported profitability, we have also held acquisition costs at similar levels to the first half of 2022, despite the inflationary cost pressures. So turning to the breakdown of our sales in the UK across the different products. Individual pensions new business sales were £2.4 billion. While we saw an increase in sales around the tax year end following the changes to the lifetime allowance, defined benefit transfers reduced by £360 million compared to the first half of 2022, as both transfer values and volumes reduced following the rise in interest rates. Excluding defined benefit transfer business, other individual pension sales grew by 2%. Workplace pensions new business sales were £1.9 billion. On a comparable basis, applying the 2023 discount rate, new business sales increased 7% over the same period year on year, as we saw an increase in new entrants into new and existing schemes, while we also saw increased activity through defined contribution pension transfer consolidation. The underlying increase in new business sales, along with the positive impact of higher risk-free rates, led to the workplace pensions new business margin increasing from 0.9% to 2%. UK protection new business sales were lower at 368 million pounds, in part due to the discount rate change, with the 2022 result benefiting from a one-off transfer of 100 million pounds. As a result of actions taken to manage the cost base, including the withdrawal from the over-50s life insurance market at the end of last year, protection new business margin increased from 2.2%-2.9%. Whilst annuity and other business sales were in line with our expected volumes, average policy sizes were slightly impacted by higher interest rates. In Ireland, new business sales increased 25% to 110 million pounds, primarily due to pension sales following the successful launch of the pension products late last year. New business margin reduced to 4.8%, reflecting the ongoing development of the new products while we grow the proposition to scale. I'd now like to turn to assets and flows on slide 7. Assets under management increased to 153 billion pounds, boosted by net inflows of 3.2 billion pounds, as well as market gains. We delivered gross internal inflows of 4.8 billion pounds, and net inflows were 0.4 billion pounds, as we saw an increase in customers drawing down on their pension policies. External net inflows were strong as a result of our relative investment performance and drive for international growth, attracting 2.8 billion pounds of net inflows, primarily into our global equity strategies and cash and government bond strategies. Moving on to slide 8 and our investment portfolio. Our total investment portfolio increased in value to 107.3 billion pounds as a result of fair value movements across our equity and bond asset classes. At the end of June, 787 million pounds of assets were ring-fenced to back annuity and liabilities of 742 million pounds. The ring-fenced portfolio of assets includes a mix of corporate bonds, cash, gilts, and corporate real estate loans. Our financial investment portfolio remains well diversified across financial instrument classes, with the majority invested in equity securities and fixed income assets. A significant proportion of our debt securities portfolio is in high-graded assets with a rating of A or above. In our non-linked portfolio, 78% of our non-linked debt securities and 67% of our non-linked corporate bonds had a rating of A or better. There have been no significant defaults in our corporate bond portfolio. On slide 9, we provide more detail about our capital cover ratios. The strength of our capital base is vital in ensuring we can fund further growth and give confidence to our customers that we can meet our commitments to them. Therefore, we continue to prioritize the active management of our capital base. In May, we issued a 350 million pound restricted Tier 1 contingent convertible bond, the first time the group has accessed this market and the first time an insurance mutual in the U.K. has issued restricted Tier 1 capital. At the same time, we completed a tender offer of our 400 million pound Tier 2 2043 notes, with 302 million pounds successfully redeemed. The net impact of the RT1 issuance and the tender results in a 2 percentage point increase in both capital ratios. These actions improved the group's funding flexibility and created additional Tier 2 capital headroom. At the end of June, our Solvency II group investor view capital cover ratio was 212%, compared to 213% at the end of December 2022. The Solvency II group regulatory view capital cover ratio was 200%, compared to 206% at the end of last year. You can find a breakdown of capital sensitivities and further details on our Solvency II ratios in the appendix. To help your analysis, we have also added some new information in the appendices on the asset makeup of both the Royal London Main Fund and the CIS Fund, as well as how the regulatory ratio operates in a yield stress. Moving on to slide 10 and the waterfall chart, which shows the movement in the group's solvency surplus over this reporting period. The group capital ratio remains stable, with a solvency surplus of 2.6 billion pounds. The contribution from all our existing businesses offsets the strain from writing new business, as well as helping to support continued strategic investment in the business. As expected, given market movements in the period and the effective operation of our hedging program, the movement from economic variances is small. The management actions include the acquisition of the Aegon U.K. protection book, the full reporting impact of the RT1 issuance and tender, as well as some adjustments to our equity hedging position to reflect the year-end balance sheet. You can also find the group regulatory view movements in the appendix. Finally, and before we open up to questions, Turning to slide 11 and to summarize. In a difficult environment for our customers, our focus has remained on helping them to navigate the short-term challenges they face while building their long-term financial resilience. That focus has ensured customers, employers, and advisors continue to place their trust in us. We delivered a 16% increase in operating profit, primarily driven by our continued support for our workplace pensions range in the U.K. and our ongoing focus on maintaining cost discipline. Our strong relative investment performance has ensured RLAM continue to attract inflows while also securing mandates from new clients as we seek to grow internationally. Our Irish business maintained its momentum from 2022 as our new pension products were positively received by brokers, helping to deliver increased new business sales. The agreement to acquire Aegon UK's closed individual protection book further strengthens our position in the U.K. market, and through the advised nature of the book, reiterates our commitment to supporting impartial advice. As you'd expect, the active management of our balance sheet and capital base ensures our capital position remains robust, allowing us to invest in products and services that will benefit customers, employers, and financial advisors over the long term. At this point, I'd like to pause, and together with the team, we'd be happy to take any questions you may have. I'll now hand back to Christoph to begin the Q&A session.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please click on the raise hand icon at the bottom of your screen next to the unmute option. If you would like to withdraw your question, please click on the hand icon again. In case you joined using a telephone line, please key star three. Thank you.
Christoph, is it right to assume we haven't got any questions yet?
We don't have any questions at the moment.
Okay. In which case, and I'll probably talk for another sort of 20 seconds, and if anybody does have any questions, please do put your hand up or press star three, as Christoph said. Otherwise, if there aren't any, join. Thank you for everybody joining us this morning. As you go through the results, if you have any questions or if you want to discuss anything further, please do contact Rob and the investor relations team. We're always available to support. Christoph, can I just do one more check that we don't have any questions?
No, we don't have any questions in the queue.
Okay. In which case, as I said, thank you everybody for joining us this morning. Wish you all a good summer and happy to take any questions in due course as suits. Thank you for joining.
Thank you, everyone. That marks the end of your webinar. Thank you for joining, and have a nice day.